Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful song. And yes, that's why we're here, to magnify the Lord. Amen. And I want to say good morning again and welcome to all those who are in the sanctuary and all those that are listening around the world over the internet and the radio audience today. And if you're a visitor, if you would fill out the registration card, it's attached to our bulletin, and drop it in the offering plate today. Pastor Thomason would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. And you can also find an outline in your bulletin day of our sermon from Pastor Ramil, which will be here shortly. Pray for him. And also, you will find our scripture of the month. It's in James chapter 1, verse 25. And its scripture says, "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does." Amen. And now let us continue worshiping the Lord with Tay on the piano and Victor leading us.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for coming to worship our Lord with us. Why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 449, "To God Be the Glory." 449. Let's sing the first and the third stanzas. This week. Why don't we open to our second hymn, number 381, "Is Your All on the Altar." Number 381.
Thank you.
turn to our last hymn, number 252, Only Trust Him, number 252.
In here today, what a blessing it is that God has brought us all together today. Let us remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, in your word, the prayer from the King says, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again." Father, we continually pray that you would hear us, that you would turn our hearts to you. We pray for your divine reforming power to be upon us at Bethel, to draw us closer to yourself, that we would have a deep longing for your presence and for your word. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us and encourage our hearts to do the work of an evangelist, to reach out to our neighbors, whether they're our next door neighbors or someone else in our community, and that you would help us to reach them with your gospel and by your love. We pray for this country, that it would be revived and reformed to return again to its first love, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you would strengthen us as your people to serve and to prosper in your presence. We pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit for those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world, for Christine Batune, Bill Frenger, and Jim Floyd, who are afflicted with cancer, that you would strengthen their bodies and strengthen and encourage their hearts unto yourself. We pray for Bob Jones as he's preparing for knee replacement surgery, for Joshua and Jordan Yalde, for their strength in their legs. And we thank you, Lord, that Jordan is here with us today and that you would continue to strengthen him. Pray for Joseph Bedotto and for you continue to heal and to strengthen him, that he would continually focus upon the Lord's blessings in his life and rejoice in the gift of life and the gift of hope. We lift up to you Philomena Laurel. We thank you, Lord, that her heart rhythm is restored, and we pray for your comforting of her body as she is now dealing with gout, and that you would strengthen her. We pray for those that are expecting children from our family, for Christina Prater, Melissa Alviso, Trish Concha, Amanda Daly, Joe Plicka's granddaughter and grandniece, and our friend Jocelyn Hunter. Bless them with that child to be a service to you and strength for you. We pray for the wisdom and guidance for those seeking to know your divine will, for the Praters, for housing, and for Bethel, as we continue to look how you will work us in this facility to continue the works of ministry and to expand those works to reach out to those around us. We pray for your blessing upon our missionaries throughout the world, for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for the Informed Choices Pregnancy Care Center and serving the women of Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy. For Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Portland, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center, also in Portland. We pray for your divine guidance to be upon them to draw, use them to build up your kingdom and to draw people unto yourself. And we pray for the offering that we're about to receive, that you'd use it for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel, that in you, Lord, we have our strength, our hope, and our peace. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for that beautiful, beautiful song. I have never seen an angel. I have never heard an angel. But I think we have angels in our presence today in the choir. Thank you once again, choir, for that beautiful, beautiful music. I could listen to that all day long. As we get ready for the message today, we have Pastor Ramil with us today, Yalde. We're going to be turning in our Bibles to Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 20. If you'll at this time turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 13, we're going to read verses 17 through 22. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. So they took their journey from Succoth and camped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Bless the reading of God's word. Let us now bow for the word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, you ask us to come humbly and boldly before your throne of grace and mercy through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ as our mediator. Father, we have come to worship you and to make you our focus of attention. For only you have the words for eternal life. Father, we were reminded today in our Sunday school lesson how Paul gave thanks to God upon every remembrance of the Philippian believers and how tender his feelings were toward them for their love for each other and how they helped him in so many ways. It also gave Paul joy to remember them in all his prayers. This joy that they had for each other came from the joy of the Lord. Because in John chapter 5, in John chapter 15, verse 11, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Father, may we at Bethel Baptist Church and those listening over the radio and the internet mirror the same love for one another with joy as the Apostle Paul and the church at Philippi had. So now, Father, fill us with the joy of the Lord today. And Father, bless your word, bless all your people, and bless our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.